Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Normally we have Brian Anderson at this time. BA is occupied. He had something normally. So we love BA. We just want to, I know there are a lot of folks that listen for BA at noon on Fridays because they love him as much as we do. BA's got actually has to do some work, so he can't hang out with us for 20 minutes. That's really what it is. So just to give you a heads up, because I know I was teasing it all day too. We've had a really interesting show. Eric Edholm from NFL.com joined us at 11 o'clock, and we just had Daryl on, and we've been talking about a lot of things. Kevin Stefanski was on the morning show this morning. If you missed any of those, go to the Odyssey app, check it out, whether it's on the Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima podcast that they do from their morning show, or Baskin and Phelps, our podcast that you can listen to. You can always do it on the Odyssey app or check it out at 923thefan.com. So the Guardians pick up another win yesterday against Boston. Now they're flipping the beginning of the season. Oakland will be here. How much longer are we going to? It seems weird in the future we're not going to call them the Oakland A's, but Oakland will be here coming up. And I need to ask this question to you, Dan, because I was thinking about this. I am on board with the Guardians. I like their aggressive attitude. I like the way they're playing. I like the fact that Steven Vogt's willing to try some things in that outfield, especially where we all know the power should be a little bit stronger. And so that, you know, he's kind of proved. And I know we're only 3 weeks into the season. I like what I'm seeing so far. It's fun. I don't know how it couldn't be. But I also know that I've looked at the schedule and looked at the teams they've played. And, you know, they're not exactly front runners for the World Series. Yankees was a tough series. They dropped two in that one. But they continue to win series, and that's all I can ask for. And, you know, they can't control who they play. They're going to play everybody. And the timing of it, I think, could not be any more perfect for a young team with a new manager. And I'll be honest, I wouldn't mind if they started the season every year on the road for 2 weeks. That would not bother me at all, because think about what the weather was like on that first homestand, right? How many times have we talked, we got snow in the forecast for the first game for the home opener. Why should we do that? Let them play on the road 2 weeks for the beginning of the season. I've said that for years. And so because of the construction and other stuff going on over the ballpark, they did have to wait 2 weeks to start the season at home. And look where they are right now. I don't know. It doesn't seem like such a bad deal. I can wait till the middle of April for the home opener. I'm sure you can too. It's more baseball weather than it would be at the end of March. So I'm okay with all that. I just need to see this team playing against teams that are in first place, or the teams that you might believe are at least going to make the playoffs and they're going to maybe perhaps get to the World Series. That when I see that, I will not only be – I'm in now because of the style of baseball they're playing. I will be more into it as far as thinking they're a team with a future beyond the regular season when they start to compete against teams that currently call first place home. That's kind of where I'm at with this team. I like it. Don't get me wrong. 100% positive about everything that's going on. But when you ask me, when will I believe in them as a true contender? That is when I will believe it. And I'm really concerned about the starting pitching. Although Cookie yesterday, I mean, if you wanted to list him as your number five starter, I'll take that every day of the week. Every day of the week, what he gave us yesterday.
So the idea of believer is open-ended. Like, when we kind of came up with this, I was like, I wanted to leave this open-ended for everybody to call in and help to define believer. Because there is a chunk of Guardians fans who are out there who are basically like, look, until you win a postseason series and give me something to be excited about, this is all hot air. There are a chunk of Guardians fans who are, I think jaded is the right term to use there, that are like just jaded when it comes to the regular season, where it's like, this is all, the Central is terrible, and so when you make it in there, call me when you get to the Yanks, call me when you get to the Texas Rangers, the Houston Astros, those kind of teams, the Baltimore Orioles, you could toss them in there too. And then we'll have ourselves a conversation. There's another chunk of Guardians fans who are like, you know, exactly what you laid out. I really like how they play. I like the fact that they're aggressive. I like the right now, every level that Steven Vogt is pulling is the right lever. It seems like right now everything is going as well as it possibly could for the early part of Steven Vogt's territory. And there is another group of Guardians fans who don't want to dip their toe in the water until Memorial Day. You know, who don't want to dip their toe in the water until we get more than 10% of the season, which I think Thursday got us to the 10% mark of a Major League Baseball season, which is just funny to think about. So I believe in this team and the fact that I think that they can win games. I believe in this team and the idea that they are playing a style of baseball and they're actually driving the ball to all fields and they're starting to find some level of power that they didn't have this year. I am believing more and more in the offense. The question I have is a question I never thought that we would have to pose to a Guardians pitching staff. But here we are. It's the starters. It's you've lost seven innings of start in Shane Bieber this season. The Tristan McKenzie I am watching right now is not the Tristan McKenzie that I have seen in the past. He is, shadow is too strong, 80%. He is 80% of the Tristan McKenzie that I'm used to watching. Tanner Bibee has had one good start this season, and it's got to be higher than that if they want to really make some noise. Gavin Williams hasn't been here yet. That was the starting rotation we thought we were going to have. Carlos Carrasco's actually like kind of been reliable somewhat because at least we know he's there every five games. So that's where my question is of, okay, we're starting to take on water in the boat. And what are you going to do to plug those holes so that when we get to Memorial Day and all the baseball nerds go, all right, stats matter again, we could start looking down and going, okay, maybe, just maybe, they have figured out how to just make this work, how to plug these holes. It might be duct tape. It might be chewing gum. It might be whatever they could get their hands on, but at least the holes are somewhat plugged. That's where I am with them.
All right, so, but just to answer the question, though, what do you need to believe in them as a true contender? Just
I need certainty in the starting pitching staff.
Well, you're not going to see that for a while.
I know. I need Gavin Williams. I think that's really what it is. If you can go Bibee Williams at the top of that rotation, where then I have some feel that I got two horses at the top and we could piecemeal the next three, then I feel good. That's the only thing that is getting me from jumping into the water with both feet with this team, is the fact that I look at the starting pitching and I go, oh, who's walking out and giving me seven innings to save this bullpen?
Nobody right now.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah. That's the part that scares me. Because Stephen Kwan, and I know, you know, insert raspberry noise after I say this. Stephen Kwan has hit the cover off the ball. He's hitting it with authority. He's finding his way on base. He also has a .391 batting average on balls in play, which basically screams, okay, there's some luck involved here. So that is probably going to go down. Averages would tell you that that's going to go down with Stephen Kwan. Andrés Giménez is playing unbelievable ball, and I hope he continues to do it. That's probably where he is right now, where he's got a .360 on base and a .387 slug. It's probably going to find its way down as well. Josh Naylor playing great. Same exact deal. They're getting contributions from all of these different places, and I think the offense is going to take a half a step back. And I don't mean that cruelly, and I don't mean that to be negative. I just think that's baseball. and averages are averages. So something has to come back up. Right now, the offense is carrying the pitching staff. At some point...
Who would have thought that?
I know. Isn't that nuts? The offense is carrying the pitching staff.
What are we, 20 games into the season? Who would have ever thought that?
The offense is carrying the pitching staff. It's funny to think about. So my question is, can that, if the hitting takes a half step back, can the pitching hold? And right now my answer is, I hope, I pray, I plea, anyone? Can we get BD to pitch more innings, please?
Ryan is in Hudson. Hey, Rhino.
How are you, Ryan?
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Love the show. First time caller.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
Just wanted to get your guys' opinion on adding an old Guardians player back to the roster, my boy Trevor Bauer.
Here's the problem with Trevor. I just think if I could just have Trevor Bauer, the pitcher, without any of the other stuff, I would do that in a second. Wouldn't you, Dan? I think you would too, Ryan. I just think the Guardians are a tough place, Guardians/Indians. Like, I know, like, when Mark ran the team, when Mark Spiro ran the team, that he never closed the door on anything. That was always his philosophy. And I think Chris Antonetti probably thinks very similar to the way Mark did in that one. I just think that, man, Trevor left such a bad taste here when he left. Remember him throwing the ball into the off? I don't know. And the Guardians, you know, they're willing to overlook, I think, a lot of things. I can't see it. I can see it from a pitching perspective. I just can't see it from all the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, I agree. I just know that he came out and stated he'd do a league minimum, you know, earn his premiums based on his performance. So, but yeah, I agree. Just wanted your guys' opinion. I appreciate it.
Thank you, I appreciate it, Ryan.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think you're right. I think the way he left Cleveland with launching the ball into the fountain, which was a heck of a throw.
It was a good throw. That's drive line for you, isn't it? That's
the true version of long toss.
Yes.
And so I think that weighs on this staff. And I should say Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, everybody who's involved there. I think that has something to do with was the way that he left town. Even during then, you know, when he was here, it was in, you know, you were hearing for a good period of time that they were dangling Trevor Bauer to people who wanted him. You know, as much as he was successful and as much as it was
I mean
up
that
and down.
But you got that was from not dangling him to other teams, but they knew what they were getting when they got him from Arizona.
Right.
I mean, they knew that from day one. You would hear the stories about him and Kirk Gibson in Arizona, and you're like, well, hopefully maybe they can change him around here.
Yeah.
And I think the Guardians, you know, are open to most situations and are willing to try to, you know, especially giving guys a second chance. I think that they have no problem doing that. The problem is if the first chance went sideways while you were here, I just don't know that that's going to happen. I wouldn't bet on it. How's that sound? All right, let's come back. I want to talk a little bit more. I want you to answer the question too. What do the Guardians need to do to get you to believe in them as a true contender? Or do you already? I don't have a problem with that. Plus, I've got a youth sports thing. I know a lot of people ask this question when they see it, but I don't know. What would you think about high school and travel ball at the same time? There's a state that is about to do it or is on the verge of doing it. And they touch us, so we'll talk about that all coming up in this hour. Jake Chapman, 1 o'clock, voice of the Orlando Magic. Kinds of fun stuff coming up. Baskin and Phelps.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With Dan Menigan. Really interesting story that I read the other day. It was an opinion piece in the News Herald from Chris Lilstrung, who I think is a fantastic high school writer. He just does a great job, and I love reading this stuff. And I may not always agree with his opinion on some of his opinion pieces, but they're always thought-provoking. And he had a piece the other day. He's Dan Menigan in for Jeff Phelps today. I'm Andy Baskin. That made me think again. And it's one of those things that I think if you ever played high school athletics or you have kids that are active in high school athletics or you're going to be coming down that road at some point because you've got your kids that are involved in youth sports right now, it's right there in front of you, and other states do it. There was a story that the headline on his was about double duty option proposed in West Virginia. What does that mean? Well, it means that you could play high school sports and travel and club at the same time. And I think there are a lot of folks that look at that and go, well, I don't see why, if a kid wants to play something, why wouldn't you let them? They've got a bill in West Virginia right now that they've been enacting and proposing reform to high school sports in their state. I can't ever see this happening in Ohio, at least not right now. So let me just kind of give you the nutshell version of it. Would you be able to, and should high school athletes, again, this is my, you know, I love this youth sports corner stuff, but high school athletes, should they be able to play for their high school and for a travel team at the same time? Now, I know this, a little bit of the background on this is because I see it in Pennsylvania for hockey. They do it. And so basically you play for your high school during the week, and then you go play on the weekends. You can go play for your club team. In Ohio, you can't do that. You can't do that in any sport. So I'm asking you, Dan, good idea or bad idea to let high school athletes, and I can't wait to hear the response from some folks, 216-474-0092. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? But especially if you look at like basketball, like should you be able to play high school basketball and AAU concurrently at the same time? So maybe you're playing for your high school during the week, and then you're playing AAU on the weekends. Or maybe you're playing AAU during the week, and then you're playing high school on the weekends. Burnout is like the number one reason why I would say don't. I don't think it's a good idea for that. But, I mean, who knows? You get these all-star teams together on the weekends, and you're taking kids. And then, you know, how many kids could you have on your all-star team? Could you only allow 5 kids from a high school, from any given high school, to be able to play again at the same time as your high school? It's interesting. What do you think?
So I'm a loud no.
By the way, Chris thought it was a terrible idea. Just to give him credit for the thought provoking that he gave me on this.
Dude. I do too. I think it's an awful idea. And the reason that I think it's an awful idea is we're talking only about one kid. And if you're having this idea, I mean, let's be honest. Most high school athletics have practice Monday through Friday. Or games Monday through Friday. Basketball, you run into games on weekends on top of that. And so if you're going to then add in this AAU model, and I'm using basketball as the example.
Right.
Now, if you have weekend high school games, you are going to have kids having to make a decision. Do I play for my high school team or do I play for my AAU team? And you're then now splitting this talent group in between. Then add in burnout. Add in the idea that there is going to be, I'm going to have to do practice here, and a chunk of the, you know, every so often you get these AAU teams that actually do want to practice and are just like, okay, everybody come together and let's hoop it up. Like, there's a little bit of chemistry that is involved in some of that stuff. And so now you're doing serious burnout in between all of it. I worry about burnout. I worry about the splitting and splintering your talent for basketball and having to make those kind of decisions in between. I am a loud no on this.
I think in some ways, I can understand the folks that would be in favor of it. I think I'm just more disappointed, I think, in the way that we look at high school athletics now compared to maybe what we did 20 years ago. And maybe that just makes me an old man. You know, in particular, baseball. Like, high school baseball has such a struggle around here right now because of the weather. I mean, and it's always been that way.
You schedule 30 games knowing you're going to play 15.
Right. Like, and it's weird. It's just, but then, you know, you get to these summer leagues and that's really your baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then you're in the case where, you know, if you're, you know, like for baseball, your summer league team is probably more of what your baseball life really is, more than your high school team, because that high school season's so short.
Right.
Yeah. Even though, you know, you can get in, I think it's in December or January or somewhere in there where you're allowed to start, you know, you can get in the cages together, team. I also don't like the fact that we lose the whole camaraderie, and I don't know, maybe people think I'm nuts, but there's camaraderie there, there's school spirit there, there's, you know, backing your, you know, just there's a community issue there that, you know, you're bringing your community together. There's all those things. I think when we try to implement some of these things like they're talking about in West Virginia, you lose a lot of that. You lose a lot of, like, to me, there's nothing better in the state of Ohio, and I'm not putting down anything else. I love, and I've always loved going to high school football on Friday night. It's so much more than football. It's, you know, putting your community together. It's, you know, people having a common bond, I think, on a Friday night to go watch their kids go play or not play or whatever. It's the marching band. It's the cheerleaders. Hey, our community's together. And then to watch them do that, like, to me, the Hoosier scene where they're all in their cars and they're all driving, and I know it's unbelievably old school and I know I'm being Pollyannic about it, but we lose some of that when we get into the bigger picture kind of stuff. And by the way,
you can go remember the Titans to get the same feel.
Yeah, same thing, right?
Yeah. If you want to go slightly more modern, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, and so, but I always think about that. But I do think it's interesting that West Virginia's kind of pushing to be able to do both these things. Again, like I said, and I know for sure in hockey, I don't know if it's true in all sports, but you can simultaneously play hockey at the same time, and it kind of changes the talent pool. But, and then the other part of it is, I think from a coaching standpoint, it's super aggravating because you're forcing especially for high school, 14, 15, 16-year-old to make a decision.
That's my problem.
If both teams have a practice on the same night.
That's my problem.
And then what if you do have your practice after school and then the club team essentially wants to practice the same night? Man,
right.
We are just burning. We are burning our kids out.
And you want me to get real Pollyanna on it?
Sure.
What happened to homework?
Oh.
If you're going to have those two on the same exact night and a choice not be made, when does the homework get done? Because when this is all said and done, like, and I know there's a chunk of people who are going to be giggling in their car as I say this, we are here to educate them. You know, we are here to set them up for other things in life that don't involve running, jumping, swimming.
Okay, so, but here's the next step.
And
this is where it gets kind of deeper, that we have come to the realization in the last 3 years that when it comes to the upper level, college athletics, is it really about? And we've always kind of joked, oh, you mean they went to go there for school and then they were playing athletics? We have 100% with NIL, portal transfer, all of those things come out and basically said, you're there for the athletics. You're not really there for the education.
For 10%.
I think it's probably less than that.
It probably is even less. I'm being generous. For 10%.
But now we've shown this world to be above board.
This world of 10%, if we're being generous.
Totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
But it exists. That world didn't exist.
Oh, it existed.
Yeah. But it was
existed.
But it was a joke. It was a joke before.
How many aunts and uncles on dialysis do we need to go through?
How many what?
Aunts and uncles on dialysis.
Oh, okay.
Do we need to go through? I mean, it existed. And for those of you who don't know that joke, look it up on Google. That's something that actually happened. But like, how many times do we have to look for these various things? Like, it existed before. It's just a little bit less sleazy now, for lack of better terminology. It's a little less sleazy.
Well, it's NIL is less sleazy,
exactly.
Right? Like, instead of getting in a paper bag, now they can actually cut you a check. And by the way, probably all better for us because now you get to pay taxes on it.
Beautiful. Yeah. But again, we're talking, when you bring up that part of it, that's 10% if we're being high. Not the 90% that's not going to find their way to the next level and is there to get an education while also playing a college sport so they could turn around and have a really good education and be able to say that I've accomplished this great feat that many people have not,
which is playing
Division I or Division II or Division III college football.
There's another part.
Slash baseball, slash swimming, slash basketball.
There's another part of this, too, that in that scenario where if you're doing club and high school simultaneously, you're probably not going to be a multi-sport athlete. And I think when you talk to the best athletes...
That's another one, too.
That when you talk to the best athletes out there, they'll tell you that make the decision on the sport that you're going to play when you have to, and play as many sports as you possibly can until you have to make that decision. And those guys will all tell you, guys and gals, they will tell you that because they were multi-sport athletes, because they were using different muscles, because they were giving muscles time to rest and using other muscles that probably they didn't use in their concurrent sport or in their other sport, that it made them better at their other sports because they were multi-sport. I can't tell you how many times I've done that interview with pro athletes, and they're like, no, I played as many sports as I could. You know, I'm just trying to think of one off the top of my head. Like Travis Kelce played, and I'm sorry for bringing him up because I know you're all like, oh, stop talking about, but he was a multi-sport athlete, right? And both those guys were. And we talk about these great athletes, you know, track stars and, you know, football, basketball players. Those are the
absolutely.
Those great athletes didn't just start playing one sport and hone it. Like, it drives me nuts when someone's talking about a kid who's, you know, pre-10. Well, I got to pick a sport now. How's my kid going to get that scholarship?
No, play everything. Do everything. Life is so short. And all of a sudden, you hit a certain age and you can't play everything and you can't do everything anymore. Play everything, do everything. Like, I will still tell that to every single kid. Anybody who comes by, I am a high school coach. I will tell all of them, go do the musical. Do it. Play in the pit. Do set. Do all this stuff. You know why? Because at other times in life, you can't do it. Go play, you know, go play soccer. Go play football. Go play baseball. Go bowl. Like, do it, man. Life is so short.
If you're on the line, because I know we got a lot of phone calls on this, hang on the line for a second. We'll get back to you as soon as we come back from the break. 216-474-0092. Also, Jake Chapman, voice of the Orlando Magic. That's right. Former member of the Baskin and Phelps team. He'll be with us, or he'll be coming up at 1 o'clock. So we'll talk to Jake Chapman. We'll continue on with this conversation. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, Dan Menigan's.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Today we got a bunch of folks on the line and some folks that have been hitting us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. So it was just the other day I was reading a story in the News Herald. Chris Lillstrom had a really good opinion piece on a story that was a double duty option proposed in West Virginia allowing concurrent high school travel participation, and he said it was ill-advised, as his opinion. So I would highly recommend reading his story too, and Dan and I have been talking about this to see what you think of it, because what we're saying is, you know, if it's basketball, play AAU and play high school at the same time, or any other, you know, club situation. I don't want to pick on AAU because they're definitely not the only one. Like USA anything, hockey, wrestling, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's just AAU happens to be the most well-known one because of where NBA drafts have gone and NBA players and how these guys all know each other and all that kind of stuff. Like, it just happens to be the most well-known one. We're not just picking specifically on them.
And we've talked about the pitfall. I mean, I could see it if it happens. I get it. I understand it. But by the same token, I don't think it's a good idea. And because there are just a lot of, like, drama things that happen behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
One of which would be, like, kids having to actually pick what practice they're... Are you going to go to your high school practice today, or are you going to go to your club practice today?
Well, and Mad Max on Twitter, and of course our Twitter mention is powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads. Mad Max brings up the point, forget about burnout in sports. What about classwork, grades, knowledge, skills other than sports that set you up for life? That's my biggest thing that comes with all of this. What about other things in life? What about what comes secondary besides this profitable market that we have in sports? Like, we all listen to this because it's a great distraction from what we do. Some of us are very, very lucky for what we are able to do, which is talk about sports or have a life in sports. There are boatloads of people out there who listen to us who love this show because it's an escape from what they're doing, or it's a companion to what they're doing on any given day.
Right.
Like, that's the other side of this that's kind of getting swept under the rug, because it's like, sports are a wonderful thing. It's just, where does it go from here? Ladies and gentlemen, is he entering the room?
Yeah, go
Ladies
ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Poobah has Poobah entered the room.
What's up, Poobah?
Hello, Poobah.
I'm just making sure this mic is the right one, because we had Stefanski in today. So
you did, yeah. You did.
Well, we played an hour's worth of that.
I was listening, because we did our one thing for the community today. And
how was that?
It was awesome.
What'd you guys
Good
do?
Job.
We painted the fence by... the Ohio and Erie trail path.
Now, did you paint the fence, or did you talk other people who are walking by into painting the fence for you?
So, just so you know, the Grand Poobah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
and the Poobah,
mm-hmm.
and the Minions,
mm-hmm.
all painted.
Ooh, the underlings painted.
Nice.
Everybody painted. Mm. So there was none of this. None of this. What would you call it?
The Tom Sawyer effect.
I know. I was trying to figure out the right word that he used. But anyway.
Were you on the towpath, or were you?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
So by where, though? The towpath's really
So long. 49th and East 49th Street okay. is where we were.
Very cool.
So it was really cool.
And so, like, all the stations out there again, our company is very good at this,
yeah,
by the way.
So what our, and I'll do this quick, because sure. you guys are making some good points. I wanted to add something that sure. I don't know how much you brought up already.
Okay.
Wait, can we get that? Jake, mark that audio.
Yeah, can you please? That might be a drop.
We're going to
Why do I do this?
Yes.
So Earth Day is coming up, and our company asks, instead of doing just Earth Day, that you do one thing all year long.
Right.
And to mark that, each station does one thing on this day to make sure that we do something to help the environment. So that's what we were doing.
Very nice.
All right.
And
so
you know what's impressive? Impressive, he has no
this
paint
This is impressive?
On. No, you don't have any paint on you. You don't have any paint on your hands?
Look at the knees here. Like, I got paint all over my
So if I drink six beers and recycle all the bottles,
so now
is that one thing?
Getting back to the topic in hand, did you guys see what FedEx did?
No.
If you say the arrow, I'm leaving.
No. FedEx just pledged $25 million to Memphis in NIL money.
Really?
Yeah, check ESPN. It's an unbelievable article. And I know you guys were talking about the bill in West Virginia.
Yeah.
So now in Virginia, you can, it is a law now that, or sorry, the bill is going to be a law because it has enough support, that people can donate money directly to college for NIL instead of just finding a collective or going outside the university. They're going to be directly involved with NIL.
Do you get anything for it?
Well, you can, but
if you think about it, if you want to buy season tickets, is that not an indirect?
The reason I came in was this. So those two things should scare the living bejesus out of everybody.
Yeah, that's mixing church and state.
So when you're talking about the high school stuff, and yeah, there's a lot of not great stuff about what you're talking about the separation of the
club
teams
versus high school. But, yeah, I think we're killing high school, to be honest. Except for, like, I think football is into its own when it comes to either college or high school.
And look, you were at you led the great Cleveland Jewish News More's Less event.
Yesterday.
It was, I mean, having everybody on stage and yelling about sports is wonderful to watch in person.
Yes.
And I thought about that as you guys were talking about the high school stuff.
We should have been sponsored by hearing aids.
Okay. That's okay. So, and you didn't make a Jewish joke. That's
good. Yes, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. So like you're talking about high schools and how much it affects this community. But I think people are missing the point on what is the next thing really to happen in sports. I mean, you touched on it with the, what was the exact fund that is being promoted for revolutionizing college football now?
Oh, the one.
Future of College Football. What was it called?
Which could be our future baseball owner and our current football owner.
And our current football owner. You're not going to have college athletics for football anymore. You're going to have a professionally run sport, and it's going to be with people who are going to college, but all this stuff about college athletics is about to go through. I mean, it's going to be not only professionalized, but it's going to take away everything that universities are supposed to do, which is teach people.
But if ultimately
you're going to be allowed to, instead of donate money to a university, mm-hmm. So now you can choose. Hey, do you want to support the athletics, a certain player?
It feels honestly
crazy.
Like it's the meshing of church and state.
It's crazy.
It's a mess. This turns into a train wreck if that ends up being the case. Well, I mean, we all giggle all the time about the fact that, like, in Iowa, you can buy buy beer and help pay for the collective.
Right.
You know, I think Ohio State may have something like that going on, too.
Well, yeah, but, okay, go in.
No, I was going to say, we're okay. College Sports Tomorrow is the group, and like we were talking about earlier, David Blitzer, who owns the Devils, owns the Sixers, is now the minority owner in the Guardians and will have the opportunity to buy the team out
right.
from the Dolans, is in this group. Jimmy Haslam is in this group for College Sports Tomorrow. This is the one time where I think the glue to stop a little bit of that, and we all know it's going to come down to media money, right? But the glue is this whole notion of the Big Ten and the SEC.
Okay, but it just happened. You just said the media part?
Yeah.
Memphis is spending $25 million. $25 million to support – sorry, FedEx is supporting Memphis with $25 million just for NIL. It's happening right now. It doesn't need college football tomorrow. It doesn't need the owners to try to make more money. It is happening now with corporations donating money for NIL. How is that possible? How?
Capitalism, baby.
No, but it's not capitalism. But there's nothing to do with capitalism.
But here's the deal.
It's somebody at FedEx who goes, you know what? I think the Memphis basketball team and Penny Hardaway need some help. What do you say we spend $25 million to make sure it happens?
What's the difference between directly giving them the money that way or saying, I want this to be Poobah Industries Arena and giving $25 million to the athletic department.
Poobah Industries, I like that.
See?
Except for one thing. I would never, ever want to make it a point where it becomes professionalized to that degree. What benefit does it hold to Poobah Industries to make sure that Memphis is that good?
Because Poobah Industries services the greater Memphis area, and everybody needs Poobah Industries, and I want to buy Poobah products.
All right, that's enough of that.
And so now I'm giving back to the university that perhaps I'm an alma mater.
Can I get real dark and go down a real dark?
That's what I'm here for. Today,
I don't 100% know any of this. I'm just spitballing.
Sure.
If this $5 million over the next 5 years that Memphis is sending to, or that FedEx is sending
to Memphis. By the way,
you
realize this is nothing.
If Memphis is considered a nonprofit, now you got a tax deduction. So now it makes even more sense for these giant corporations to then get their tax deduction.
Well, I mean, Baskin, you know this more than I. What does this mean for Ohio State? Well, tell me how this works in Ohio and for Ohio State.
Someone will drop $25 million in a second at Ohio State.
Well, if it becomes law here in Ohio, remember, there's no bill yet to have this done here. All what's happening in other states is that you're allowed, that they're opening the doors to this. You're talking about what you can do with high school sports here.
Right.
Do you think that let's throw Intel that they're going down to,
absolutely,
to Columbus.
Yeah.
You think as a good faith gesture that now it's going to happen that, hey, let's see if we can get another $10 million from these guys.
Oh, it's, and by the way, you got a suite and, oh, well, how much are you giving here? I mean, yeah, it's the business of sports. I think part of it is that a lot of this has been underground, though. It's all been underground, and now it's above ground. So it's almost like, and I really don't want to go too convoluted, but when you get a basketball player who's suspended for life, and the reason we know is because the above ground betting platforms that you can use saw irregular things going on and came back and told their member partners at the NBA. In some ways, there's some good stuff to this, but it's all coming at us really fast, all over the place, and feels really unorganized. All right, we got Jake Chapman coming up next. Thanks, Poobah. That was actually probably one of my favorite conversations.
I think this is the only time we've ever been yelled at on the air or yelled at you. This is nice.
You're almost welcome.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better. And of course, he would turn off my mic on his way out the door. All right, we got a lot more coming up for you. We are going to bring Jake Chapman in next, former member of this show, but now calls himself the voice of the Orlando Magic. Get ready, Cavs Magic tomorrow, 1 o'clock. He'll help us out. Next, Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.